Kenny.
Hi, Kyle. Welcome to The Morning.
Hello. This is The Morning Show with your
host. No, it's not
hosts.
The Morning Show. It's Morning Show.
This is The Morning Show with Kyle and Kenny. They are brothers, and they're on the internet.
Oh, Kyle got. Garkle got a new voice. Dang it, I messed up the joke already.
Yeah, you did.
Ow!
Today's Wednesday, February 24th, 2016. You know, Kenny, I was watching the news, as I do, early in the morning, most days. And for the first time ever, you know how now we say 2016? Someone actually said 2002. Back in 2002.
Hold on. Okay, as long as they're referring to the past, I thought that they said the year today was the year 2002.
No. Of course not.
They were just referring to the year 2002 as 2002.
Correct. And that had always bothered me because we did say 1902, and we do say 1902. We don't say 1902.
Right.
So
because 1902 sounds okay, 2002, that just doesn't sound okay.
It sounds,
I don't know why.
It sounds okay to me.
What, 2002 maybe?
No, ought.
Because people call those the oughts, right?
Oh, no, they ought to not do that.
what about 2002?
No, come on, it's not a, no.
So you have to say you have to say 2002. Or all the way up to 2009.
And then you say 2010? Or do you say 2010?
I say 2010.
Okay.
Because,
all right.
Because when you say the words, you're able to visualize the numbers pretty clearly. 2002, you kind of have to figure out that whole phrase goes, wait, 20? Okay, I got a 20. I got 20. Oh, there's an O in the dates now? What yep. Other letter are we going to put in there?
Yep.
A 20F2.
B. It's a color. Hey, so you know the last story that we covered on Monday's show?
Yeah.
We talked
yeah.
about the, quote, classified alien music that right. everyone was talking about. And it came from, what, the dark side of the moon? And it wasn't
yeah,
Pink
from
Floyd.
Apollo 10.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, so the internet was abuzz, of course, over that. It was from Apollo 10, as you mentioned. They were not catching a broadcast of alien music from the moon. The tape itself actually wasn't classified. It was an alien, and of course, it was not music. So I will play it right now, what it actually is. So you can listen for yourself and see what happened. So we here at the show, Gizmodo, tracked down and clipped out the relevant portion of the audio clip that NASA, quote-unquote, released. And I wanted to play that for you right now. So the astronauts that are on there, they're talking mostly about food. So I feel like this is a proto version. This is a 2000.
Sure, this isn't us? Hey, when do we fire the helium tanks?
This is like a 2002 version of us.
Yeah.
Yet, babe.
This wine isn't the music, right?
Honey? It is. Yeah.
That's the music that they're hearing?
So it shows up here at about 1 minute.
Yeah, it sounds like, outer space type music. Hey, Tom, is your insulation all burned off here on the front side of your window over here? Right?
Yeah.
Aren't astronauts supposed to be smart?
Heading out here, where are you, John?
They're too busy.
This guy sounds like he's ordering a fish sandwich in the morning.
Yeah. Hi, can I have a number four? And
is my
window fogging up? What's that alien music? Astro Rocks.
Kyle, there's a video. It's a quote news blooper. It's this guy who was supposed to be doing the news. They threw to him in his car like mobile news, and he's at McDonald's, and he goes, "Is it too ordered early, a fish sandwich? Too ordered to early? Jeez, I'm dyslexic.
Yeah, you
too
are.
Too early to order a fish sandwich.
You want to restart? We can just start this all over again if you want. That's fine with me. It's 7:05.
There we go.
In the morning. So, no, yeah. We can't. We can't restart.
It's 7:05.
That's not happening.
It's not happening. Ought not. It ought not to happen,
Kyle. I'm pretty sure we ought to get to today's headlines, Kenny.
These are today's headlines.
I will not dyslexic these up.
Please Whole don't.
Whole Foods is allegedly finalizing a deal with Instacart. I'm already messing it up. That secures a 5-year delivery partnership and includes an undisclosed investment in the food delivery startup, according to Recode. Going forward, Instacart will be charged with the delivery of any and all perishables from Whole Foods. So, Whole Foods want to get in on this delivery stuff. Looks like at the ground floor. They want control. So, and I'm not getting anything from Kyle, so I'm going to keep moving on. Uber is expanding its services from 4 wheels to 2. How is that expanding? And that's after the U.S. company launched a motorbike taxi on-demand service in Thailand. It's called Uber Moto, and it's initially a pilot service in Bangkok, a city where motorbike taxis are already a popular way to beat the city's dreadful traffic and to get from A to B quicker. It's not a train. Uber has offered 2 wheels for courier services like Uber Rush, but this is the first time it offers the ability to ferry passengers around on motorbikes. Available within the existing Uber app as a service, the base fare is 30 cents, 10 cents per kilometer, and oh my gosh, 0.025 per minute. How long does it take to get across Bangkok? To make these prices worth it.
3 seconds.
It'd probably take 4 hours.
It's called Uber.
Then you pay a $10 fare.
I mean, Uber Rush, it's Uber Moto, but everything's got to be a rush there.
Yeah, and then they play Tom Sawyer, and it's awesome.
I don't get it.
Okay. Attention baseball fans and MLB.TV subscribers. Disable auto renew to get lower single term prices. Single team prices. That's what I meant to say. Not term, but team.
We could pre-record all these. Maybe that would be better.
It's part I'd still be dyslexic.
Part of the fun.
Yeah, indeed. If you're an MLB TV subscriber but only follow one team, now is your last chance to get a much lower pricing for the full season. Still looking at you, Kyle. This year, Major League Baseball is offering single-team packages for its streaming service. The new plan costs $85 for the 2016 regular season, and it includes nearly all the usual premium features, such as home and away broadcasts, free use of the MLB At-Bat mobile app, and HD streaming across phones, tablets, connected TV devices, and computers. The only thing you won't get, of course, is multiple games in split-screen view on PCs and Macs. But to be honest, if you're just following one team, that doesn't matter to you.
True. Okay,
unless it's the playoffs.
You would probably get the playoffs for free, I would assume.
Yeah.
But the thing about baseball is that your team isn't always playing. The likelihood that they are playing is pretty high because they play a boatload of games. But I'm not going to go for this $85 one. I'm still going to go up to the top premium tier. Simply because, yes, one, I do get all the games. And two, reportedly, they're going to be doing 60 frames a second streaming. So I want in on that.
You can't get that with you should negative. Be able to get that with the single team.
You cannot.
No?
Negative.
Ah, bummer.
So I made sure of that.
Oh, well, there you go. I'll have to rethink what I'm going to do this season.
You can't.
Well, Kyle, if you're a Todoist user on Apple devices, today is a big day. The company is announcing 4 updates from 4 different Apple platforms: iOS, OS X, WatchOS, and Safari. The To-Do List service now supports Apple's latest features on iOS and WatchOS, such as 3D touch shortcuts, interactive notifications, and Apple Watch complication widgets.
It's very
I forgot that they're called complications.
Yep. No breathing.
That's still stupid. I am not a heavy Todoist user.
I've noticed.
Yeah. Okay, Kyle. Great. Yeah. But I don't have any of the latest devices, so this doesn't really mean too much to me. Does it mean too much to you?
It means a whole lot to me because I was leveraging an Alfred shortcut and the Todoist API to type in a string, have it sent to the Todoist API, have it then go into my Todoist app. It was very complicated. Now they've got this Command Shift A shortcut where it pops up this autocomplete form. You type in what you want to type in any app that you're in, and it puts it into the app. It's very cool. Just as a Todoist subscriber and a what's my rating here? Going to my Karma. Going to the premium, which one is this? Oh, wow. Probably this
first
one.
First of all, so much science. So, second of all, we really don't care what your karma is, Kyle.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you do. 19,476.
That's a bit too much.
It's I'm so productive.
I'm just over 1,200.
I'm so productive.
Yeah, I guess. Take four steps today. Done. Wow, I'm so productive.
That would make me a master, by the way.
Okay, master. Right.
Master.
Master. Master. typing HBD or just happy birthday on a friend's profile is basically the least human way to interact with them. So Facebook is pushing people to record more intimate greetings with its new birthday cam feature launching today on iOS. A banner on the birthday boy or girl's profile will solicit you to capture a video message up to 15 seconds long. You can then add a special birthday frame before sharing it on the friend's wall. Oddly, the videos only appear separately rather than compiled into something more watchable. Even if you just say happy birthday, it's still a lot more unique than typing it. Now, I just had a birthday, 11 days ago, and I did get the Facebook, you know, the obligatory Facebook happy birthday wishes.
Hi, Kenny! Happy birthday!
From people I haven't talked to in years.
Right.
And I know that it's not necessarily nice to call out somebody for doing something Facebook is telling them to do. Like Facebook says, hey, it's someone's birthday, wish them happy birthday. And you go, well, I don't want to look dumb. Happy birthday. Well, but you really don't care.
That is probably,
I'm sorry to say, almost 50% of birthday wishes on Facebook are just to get the notification to go away.
Sure. Well, there's that. You could also just close it if you wanted to, or avoid going on Facebook. But I would assume the majority of what happens on Facebook between people these days is just saying happy birthday, because it does show up. It's one of those things that throws in the top right-hand corner. Hey, did you know that this is happening today?
Right. And if you have, you know, if you have upwards of 1,000, 1,500 friends on your, there's going to be like 10 birthdays a day.
That's a lot of videos, man. That's a lot of videos. Plus, really, if you're on Facebook, are you in any shape to be taking a video of yourself and sending it to a friend? It's like, I don't even remember what you look like. You can't. Right. This just seems like something that.
Delete video, please.
I wouldn't even picture message this to somebody. Is that what people do these days? MMS?
Snapchat.
IHOP.
Oh, actually, I don't know if we have that in the news today, but Google wants to do a new MMS or SMS.
Yeah, that came out on Monday. We can talk about it if you want.
Maybe. I'm going to move on to this last headline. It's more Facebook news, as you know, Kyle.
Okay.
After more than a year in development, Facebook's expanded like button, reactions, I'm putting those in quotes, are now coming to a news feed near you. For the first time, Kyle,
time in forever, Facebook's got some buttons for you to react to things.
You caught me off guard with the cat.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, you'll be able to react to friends' posts with something other than a gesture of pure positivity. Mm. Long press on the like button, and now you'll see love. Ha ha. Wow.
Sad.
And angry. And the posts will now show the mix of reactions they've received. And while there's no dislike button, as some users have long requested, Facebook says that the new mix of reactions has proven popular with users during testing in Spain and Ireland. It's launching today on iOS, Android, and the web. Look for it in a happy birthday message near you.
Sad. That's just sad.
I was going to say about the happy birthday thing. Mm. I tend not to wish just happy birthday. I will write a a message that I want them to see and I want them to laugh at. Something like a personal memory or something that we've shared in the past, and then it's like, happy birthday. Hey, remember this time?
Woo-hoo! I'm here, Kenny.
That way, if you're reading through all of your Facebook happy birthday messages, mm-hmm. you're not just going, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Great, I don't care about these people now. Got to break the status quo.
Right. Got to be different.
Right. And Facebook is not different. Kyle, those are your headlines.
Thank you, Kenny. It's brought to you by FeedPress. FeedPress, of course, as I mention every single time, is analytics and podcast hosting made for bloggers and podcasters. It's simple, intuitive, and a powerful RSS and podcast hosting platform. And let's face it, you've probably thought about moving your aging feed from FeedBurner. Well, FeedPress offers an automatic migration tool so you can make that transition with ease. Just answer a few simple questions and the rest is taken care of. Your feeds and subscriber data will be transitioned to your brand new shiny FeedPress account, leaving you free to focus on what you do best, which is make content and pilot the Starship Enterprise.
Oh, yes.
Now is the perfect time to have all of your analytics and podcast hosting in a beautiful and unified dashboard. FeedPress offers free migration assistance as well if you're having trouble with it. And they'll take care of the hard work for you. Their support is responsive and available 7 days a week via email. Get in touch and they can help. So go over to feed.press/morningshow today. Sign up and try it for 14 days without any contracts or commitments. Use the promo code morningshow during checkout. You'll get 10% off your first year. Kenny.
Hi.
How are you today? You doing okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I just stretched.
Yeah.
Like, it was those big stretches where all of your bones either crack or feel like they're just popping out of place.
Joints. I think you're thinking of joints.
No, the bones are falling apart in my body.
Glucosamine. Thanks to FeedPress for supporting the show, Kenny.
Yeah!
In 2007, Scotland spent £125,000 devising a new national slogan.
Oh.
Can you guess what it was?
Well, I know what it is.
Yeah! That's their slogan.
I wish it was something like, Scotland, we make scotch, and you don't have to.
Mm.
Or something.
Mm-hmm.
Drink our scotch because that's why it's called scotch.
Everything burns. Well, the winning... that's actually wrong. So we'll go ahead and mark that one as wrong. The winning entry was, Welcome to Scotland. Now, do I have to say that in a Scottish accent or what do I need to do?
I really hope you don't.
I'm not going to because, wow.
Pausing.
No, thank you.
The fact that was £125,000. Oh my gosh.
Yep. That's a whole lot of money. That's a lot of macadamia nuts.
Welcome to Scotland. It's not even welcome to Scotland with an exclamation point. It's welcome to Scotland,
period.
Like, it's a sentence.
Yes.
We're Scottish.
I should be welcome. Welcome.
Yes.
Chipotle.
Kenny, Chipotle. When we blush, our stomach lining goes red too.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Now that may. Oh, I can see your stomach blushing.
I think that's absolutely horrible.
Now, wouldn't the entirety of your body blush as well? Maybe it's saying the capillaries are more visible in your stomach lining than anywhere else. Maybe that's it.
I don't think that you're supposed to be able to see the stomach lining. I think that it means when you blush in your face, gets flushed and stuff. It means that your stomach lining that happens behind the scenes.
What if your stomach is embarrassed? Does your face get blushy?
Oh, Kyle, let me tell you all the times that my stomach has been embarrassed. Yesterday, the day before, the day before that.
No.
Tomorrow.
Ow, 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 ow.
So you're saying you can predict the future, basically.
Right, but my face doesn't show it, just my stomach.
Gotcha. It's like precog, but for...
It's like someone mentions pizza and I blush. No. And they're like, your stomach's blushing.
I'm embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed, but give me the pizza.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, all the batteries on Earth store just 10 minutes of the world's electricity needs.
Wow.
All of the batteries. Are you kidding
all
me?
All of the batteries.
Wow.
Triple A, double A, triple A. D batteries, C batteries.
B.
There's no B batteries.
Okay.
It would sound like you had a stutter.
Okay. That's not your joke. It's fine.
The Tesla batteries, all the Prius batteries.
All the power walls in the world would not save us. It's just 10 minutes. 10 minutes of the world's electricity needs.
Well, that's almost as much time as the Omega 13. We could go back in time.
Yes, we could.
The power of electricity.
Very good.
The eyes of a giant squid are the size of basketballs.
Whoa! Steph Curry's going to shoot a giant squid.
Yes, that's the only reason they're winning right now. It's because
he's
of a giant
secret squid eyeball.
They practice with squid eyeballs, and then they play in real basketball games. It's a lot harder to shoot a squid eyeball than it is to shoot a basketball.
I feel like there should be training basketballs that are like twice as heavy, and so you get really good at dribbling and shooting with like really heavy.
They're deflated.
Like, yeah, it's like it's a weird reference, but in Dragon Ball Z, when Goku has to train, he goes into like the hyperbolic chamber, and you can control the gravity, and he controls, you know, basically the gravity, so that he has more resistance when he's training, so that when he goes to Earth, which is just Earth gravity, he just demolishes people and shoots energy from his hands. I think that Steph Curry could shoot basketballs and energy out of his hands if he trained like that.
Volkswagen sold more sausages than cars in 2015.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Did they flub the numbers on the sausages too?
Yes. The EPA says that the sausages are more sausagey than Volkswagen is saying they are.
There's more meat in them than they led us to believe.
That is correct. Yes, Germany's biggest car company sold more spicy sausages than cars in 2015. The currywurst sausages, together with spicy sauce, are sold in the car company's canteens and are said to be, quote, exquisite.
Currywurst sounds awesome.
You want to know what a currywurst is?
Well, it's curry and then like a bratwurst.
It's the best. Right? The curry best. Mm-hmm. It's a fast food dish.
Steph Curry.
Fast food dish of Germany origin. Consisting of steamed, then fried pork sausages whole, or less often cut into slices, seasoned with curry ketchup, a sauce based on spiced ketchup or tomato paste, which would probably be pretty great on eggs. The dish is often served with French fries. So there you go.
Wow.
Mm.
They sold 7.3 million currywursts while only managing to sell 6.3 million cars. That's tough, though. You can sell more than one hot dog to a person.
Sure.
And eat it right there.
You can't
sell more than one car to somebody.
And you can't eat a car, and you can't drive a currywurst.
Right. You can have a currywurst every day of the year.
What if they just renamed?
You could not buy a car every day of the year.
True. What if they just renamed one of their cars the currywurst?
That would be the worst car.
It's shaped like a sausage.
It would be the worst.
No. Speaking of food, though, Kenny, today.
I wasn't sure if you heard me.
Nah, I heard you just fine. Today is National Tortilla Chip Day. Blah, blah, blah.
Tortilla chip.
Mm-hmm. Most tortilla chips are triangular shaped because they're cut from round tortillas. But What shape?
Sense.
What shape? Well, of course it does. You take the round tortilla, you divide it into equal parts tortilla and equal parts
equal parts tortilla.
Yes. And then and then you fry them.
In my margarita, I put equal parts tortilla and tequila.
Exactly. 7 to tortilla to 1. So what shapes of tortilla chips do you like? And are you corn, flour, ancient grains, quinoa? What kind of grains
quinoa.
Are what kind of grains are we going with for a tortilla chip?
I like the flour tortilla. I like the white flour tortilla, and you can get the lighter chip.
White flour tortilla. Okay, and what shape?
The unbroken triangle ones.
Hmm. Have you tried the scoops?
I have tried scoops.
Proprietary scoop.
Scoops are good until they break inside the salsa, or the guac, and you then have to fish out the rest of the chip with another scoop, and it just keeps breaking, and it's this just cycle of break a chip, and then you have more chips in the salsa than you have salsa.
Break a chip, leave a chip. Well, I think. The thing about the scoops, though, is that you get a pretty good...
Or the round ones? Like the flat round ones?
The
mini tortillas?
They're too big, usually. Most of them are too big. I just can't... I don't want the shape of the tortilla to affect my dipping ability. Because typically, I'll need to...
dipping ability.
I would have to chip off part... part of the chip itself before I could go in for the dip, because most of the time, depending on the flavor of the tortilla chip, if it's in Doritos, you're not going to dip that, obviously. But if it's a regular plain tortilla chip, and or I would go all the way up to like a salted lime chip, like that's, you still dip those, except for Chipotle. Because those, I don't know.
Chipotle.
You could totally eat those by themselves.
You could. However, I think that it's good to dip the Chipotle chips in your burrito.
Excuse me?
You know what I mean?
What you mean. No.
You have the burrito, and you're holding it in your hand, you know, foil and everything.
Oh.
And you have chips, and there's too much stuff in the Chipotle burrito to fit into one bite, right? So you just remove a little bit of the beans and the rice and maybe some of the meat that you have in there if you're inclined to get the meat. And then you eat that almost like a nacho. And then you have more of an accessible bite ahead of you from your burrito. Although that is a full, like, you have to kind of... What is this?
This is a chat room coming in to when I dip, you dip. There you go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
From the chat room. I was just going to say that's the chipping dipping from Chipotle is a two-handed activity. That is not something you can put the burrito down and then start dipping. No. This is like multitasking while you're eating Chipotle.
No, for me, it's going to be the opposite. So you leave the chip bag right next to your burrito container. You proceed to eat the burrito, and anything left, anything that jumps out of the burrito and ends up inside the the wire mesh thingy, that's what you go in for.
Wire mesh?
Yeah. It's like a catch-all.
You mean the basket?
It's a honeypot for burrito parts.
Okay.
You want to know some history about the tortilla chips?
I do want to know some history. Okay. I'd love for you to fill me in on the history of the tortilla chip.
All right. In Mexico, tortilla chips are called tostadas.
No, they're called tostados.
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 Thank you, Garco. Toasted chips is what that means. Outside of North America, they are called corn chips. So... If you haven't heard of tortilla chips, corn chips are going to be the ones that you want. Doritos brand is the first toasted tortilla chip launched nationally in the U.S. in 1966.
Oh, man. And you know what? They had the 3D Dorito thing where it was the puffed chip. And that was, I think, the pinnacle of Doritos. I think that they had everything right, and they launched 3D Doritos, and this was late 90s, and people were going, whoa, these are great. And then they stopped making them.
But you couldn't dip those. I mean, those are just, those are standalone.
But they're flavored already.
They can't be.
You don't need to dip them.
But they aren't really tortillas, are they?
I would buy them every day of the year if they had them.
Super hostile.
In their first incarnation.
All right. Okay. All right. Hey, who? Buddy. Whoa. Whoa.
I am very passionate about 3D Doritos.
I guess so. Tortilla chips are considered the most fattening item sold in Mexican restaurants, with as much as 2 grams of fat per chip.
What?
And nachos.
Wait. 2 grams of fat per chip? I don't believe that. I can't believe that that's true.
You're basically taking smashed together bread and deep frying it. Why can't you believe that?
I don't know. I eat a lot of tortilla chips at Mexican restaurants.
There you go.
No wonder I'm fat.
Nachos. Chips topped with a variation of shredded cheeses, salsa, sour cream, etc.
No.
What?
I don't do sour cream.
Well, because you're wrong. Get out of here. Are said to be invented by Ignacia Anaya in 1943 and account for 30% of all restaurant tortilla chips being made, I suppose.
See, that's the other thing is that when you get a plate of nachos at a restaurant, you don't realize that just the chip, that's now 2 grams of fat per chip.
Just the chip?
Just right. chat room. You got that? Did you get that, chat room? And then all the stuff that's topped onto the nacho, that's more grams of fat. Oh my gosh, Kyle, I can't go back to the restaurants now.
Nope. No more. No more chips for you, buddy. So we're talking about chips. What about salsa? Do you have a particular type of salsa that you enjoy?
I can't do too spicy. I like spicy salsa. I like it. But I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. It's great tasting. Oh, it's so wonderful on the chips. But it's terrible for me. It's like I'm trying to find an analogy, but it's really only if you eat hot salsa, it's great at the time, and then afterwards it's not so great.
It's sort of like the bodily version of that.
Yes, that's right. Except it's actually not going up. It's going down and out.
No, thank you. Speaking of down and out, brushing your teeth has never been this complicated. Ever.
What does that mean?
I went to a dentist yesterday.
Oh!
For the first time in like like 5 years, probably. It's been a long time.
I was in the middle of giving you a high five, and then you said 5 years, and I had to put my hand down. No.
Just slap yourself.
I actually, Kyle, I don't think I've been to a dentist in 5 years.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
We are terrible. We are terrible people.
The second you get off of your parents' insurance, that's it. It's all downhill after that. You may as well put me in a pine box now, buddy.
It just means there's no one to remind me to go to the dentist.
No
thanks.
Besides
the dentist, I guess.
That's right. And you can get on the level with your dentist, I think. But if you are avoiding it as actively as we once were, brushing your teeth have never been this complicated. There you go. Unlike, I'm holding my glass strangely. I feel like I'm toasting. Toasting the teeth.
Let's toast the toothbrush.
Unlike other electronic toothbrushes that simply implore you to brush your teeth, the Oral-B Genius wants to watch you.
What?
It wants to look at you while you clean those incisors and touch up those molars. How, you ask? Kenny, I hear you. By getting you to mount your phone to a bathroom mirror. That's right. Oral-B will ship the Genius toothbrush with what it's calling, quote, practical smartphone holder. It'll basically let you put your smartphone at the perfect angle with your front-facing camera to capture you removing all the gunk from your teeth. Your smartphone combined with the motion sensor technology and the toothbrush enables Oral-B position detection technology, which will let you know if you're brushing all of your teeth properly via Oral-B's app.
Oh, no. Downvote.
Oh,
down.
My
goodness. Wow. So this just got... It was going from worse to worse, and this is just terrible news.
Why... First of all, more than likely, it is recording this video and sending it to Oral-B, I would assume. Speaking of not being able to be video ready to send video to people, I wouldn't be able to do it for Facebook birthday-like things. I would never be able to do it with Oral-B. Let's just put it this way. I typically... brush my teeth after I shower. So I'm not videotaping myself.
Secrets out.
At all in that experience.
I don't want to bring my phone into... Yeah, I don't want to bring my phone into the routine I have of brushing the teeth and everything I do in the bathroom.
You're going to forget it inside of Oral-B's holder.
Not only are you going to forget it, you're going to forget to turn off the video, and then all of the stuff you do in the bathroom, guess what? It's now being recorded.
That's that's right. You go back and watch it later. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a weird thing. Maybe you like watching people brush their teeth. I don't know. I don't know.
Down, vote.
I agree. Down vote for this. It'll be available in July if you're interested. This sounds intriguing.
You're interested.
This sounds good to you.
Who?
Let your dentist know, and it'll be available in July. Oh, that's yeah, thank you, chat room. Oral B watching you.
Now, I will say one thing. If this was like a feature at a dentist, like they use this as a learning tool,
to train to find out you, how, right?
Yeah, to train you or to find out how you brush. At the dentist. Like, it's only at the dentist. Like, they have a station for you to just brush your teeth at
the
dentist.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's like when they make...
It's still kind of weird, but if it was, like, isolated to the place where you're gonna take care of your teeth, fine. And I can leave the place. I can leave it, and I still have my device. I'm just saying. That's the end of that.
Okay. All right.
Still downvote.
Yeah. I'm going to completely... agree with you on that one. Rob Scallon, I'm going to go with that, plays a fully functional one-stringed guitar created from a shovel.
Shovel.
I've got the video right here for you. Here it is. So he's drinking some fake coffee, it looks like. He looks at a snow shovel, says no. He looks at a, I don't know, a pointy shovel, spade. Then he looks at a shovel that has a string on it that's plugged into a guitar.
It's like my shovel. Oh, this is great.
So the entire 3-minute 16-second video is available in our show notes, morningshow.am, and that'll link you to the Laughing Squid article where probably our friend Glenn Tickle wrote about this, I would assume. Nope. Lori Dorn. Thanks, Lori.
Stole it from Glenn Tickle.
I doubt it. I highly doubt that.
That is... Kyle, this is probably the most upvoted thing that I have ever upvoted.
Yeah, you dig this?
This is great stuff.
See, the thing is, we listen to music like this, but on regular guitars.
Right. The fact that this is on a shovel. Does it say what gauge string he put on it?
It does not. I'm okay. Looking. I'm looking for it here. So there's a video here that explains how it is made. I guess made by I Like to Make Stuff .com.
Welcome to what? I Like to Make Stuff. I'm Bob, and I like to make all sorts of stuff.
There you go. So this all links together. Feel free to go down a YouTube hole if you'd like to learn more about that.
Just use the shovel.
That's it. I need a better. There needs to be an ultimate ding, and maybe a sub ding, and maybe like a get ding. You know,
I got it, Kyle.
Okay, good.
I got it.
Goodness. I'm going to upvote that one as well. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Georgia Tech developed a robotic limb. Well, this is more music stuff that provides drummers a third arm to play with.
Oh, that's a dangerous title.
Third arm?
To play with. Now, see, who's this by?
This is not... this is not our friend Lori Dorn. Of course, this is none other than Glenn Tickle.
Glenn Tickle!
We believe that if you augment humans with technology, humans should be able to do, or would be able to do, much more.
Is this guy from Georgia Tech or Romania?
We thought that music is a great medium to try that. Music is... something that is very timely. You really need to do things on the right millisecond. It's also very spatial. You need to go to the right places. So what better medium than to try the concept of a third arm that would augment you and allow you to do things that you couldn't before than music? And that's where the shared control come to play, and the whole idea of cyborgs, augmented humans.
That's a stretch, buddy. Cyborgs?
All right.
I was first thinking of drummers, and then I thought of cyborgs, and then I thought of the downfall of humanity.
Right. Let me try to enlighten the listeners to what this looks like.
Okay.
With the visual of this.
Sure.
So there, it's a guy. He has his two arms playing drums, and then he's wearing this contraption on his right shoulder. It's all strapped up, and it's on his right shoulder, and it's like what are those things called? Forget it. It's robots. Robot kit that goes off of the right arm, and then I guess it's just going to hit like the far right, like either the floor tom or the ride cymbal, and that's it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What I pictured when you said a third arm, I honestly pictured something that would come out of the chest.
Ah, yes. That's what I thought as well.
And it could hit all of the drums.
Right. So no, it's more like it's on your shoulder and it's extended further right. So that would it would basically make your right hand your middle hand.
Right. Except that you need that right arm to be able to move all over the right side of the drums. But if there's a robot arm on it, then you can't move it. It's like only for your snare, I guess?
Well, it depends.
Make the robot arm just for the snare. Maybe this just like the robot's just for a click track. Maybe.
Yes.
Just to hold the beat, and then you get to use the other arms to fill and to do all these other things.
Right. Right. So as you said, the device attaches to the drummer's shoulder, responds with both gestures and sound of the music being played. So it's kind of, it's actively listening and trying to keep beat and deciding whether or not to hit, as you said, the floor tom or the ride. Now, it seems to be kind of jostling up and down quite a bit with the drummer's natural movements. So
it's strapped on with like two vinyl straps. That's it.
But if you're going to go one arm, let's just go like six more.
Doc Ock.
Yes, but for drums.
And have a drum set behind you, right?
It's completely circular. It is a four-dimensional drumming experience.
Four-dimensional?
Yes, four-dimensional.
You drum through time.
Yeah, you do, actually. Space-time.
I'm going to downvote this just because it's not what I expected.
Hmm.
So I would have upvoted it if it came out of the guy's chest. like Alien.
Okay. All right. I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to upvote this. I'm excited to see.
I think it's too early.
It is perfectly timed because something is going to happen, and eventually we're going to have robot drummers or cyborg drummers.
Kyle, we already have robot drummers.
Okay,
drum machine.
Cyborg drummers.
Okay, cyborg drummers.
Octopus on stage with cyborg. Them. That's a real band. Go look it up. Have some fun. Kenny.
Now, we have another robot story here.
We do. Boston Dynamics' latest robot is here to make humanity irrelevant, according to The Verge. Boston Dynamics.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to upvote this at all, because everything from Boston Dynamics is scary.
Well, they've got the next generation Atlas here that they're showing you. And this is a video with a whole bunch of different things that Atlas can do. The GIF at the top, let's see, the GIF underneath shows it falling down, being pushed from the back, and then getting up.
Yeah, I'm watching the video right now, and this is a robot that walks on two legs. It's got a big upper body, like an Arnold Schwarzenegger, and tiny legs.
Yeah, muscles. But
it's all running on battery, I guess.
Right. It walks a little strangely, I must say. And it sounds a little creepy.
But it's staying upright, is the thing.
Right.
It's out in the snow. They're testing out in the snow in front of Boston Dynamics office, I guess. And it's staying upright. Their thing is all about balance, which is great.
Right. Balance and kind of overcoming whatever is thrown at it. So it's kind of slipping in the snow a bit. It's trying to rebalance itself. Get this guy some snowshoes, somebody. Or maybe the sled legs. What?
Right.
What? It almost fell over and then it didn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The balance is just really good.
This is incredible.
I might have to upvote this. It's just really scary.
The chat room. Mike in the chat room. It's strange walk is definitely
like clenching.
Yes, it is. It is attempting to not prairie dog it, if you would.
Robot defecation.
No breathing at all. So it's picking up.
Now, if you're watching the next part, there's a guy who's using a hockey stick to taunt the robot and knock the box it was trying to pick up out of the robot's hands, only tempting the robot to then murder him later.
Right. It's a bully. And then he moves the box away from the robot. The girl's like, okay, all right, I'm going to go pick it up.
Gosh. I understand that the humans have to test this by pushing the robot over and testing its capabilities, but that's the scariest thing ever. I just watched the robot get up for the first time after being knocked down, and it's super scary. It can open doors. It's going to get out. I don't like this. I don't.
Can you imagine, though, spending millions and millions of dollars and then someone telling you, hey, go knock that thing over. Oh,
yeah. It got up. What? You just saw the part I just saw.
What?
It, Kyle, that thing bounced up quicker than I get up.
I can. Oh, nightmares.
I can't even get up that fast after being pushed down.
I'm going to have nightmares. Well, okay.
There needs to be a video of that song. I get knocked down, but I get up again. And then it's the robot getting up really quick.
Over and over and over again.
Over and over and over.
Okay. Right. Chumbawamba. Chumbawamba. Just rename all the robots Chumbawamba.
That's like an upvote and a downvote at the same time.
Yeah.
For me. It's so great that we're moving that far forward, but then it's so scary.
I'll go havesies as well. Speaking of scary, here's a screaming frog. I'm going to play the video in just a second as soon as it loads. Slowing. All right, so there's a screaming frog here. But
okay, hold on. That sounds like That sounds like some sound from Harry Potter.
Or a baby?
Or a well, baby, maybe. But, oh, my God, that was awful.
Yeah, it sounds like
it, like, phased through the frequencies.
Right. So, because it did, someone put a video, Helen GE put a video out that says, how to play the Imperial March on a toad in YouTube. So when you hit play on here, you press 6668 5685, I guess, and it jumps through this 13-second clip in order to play it. So I haven't tried.
See if you can do it.
I haven't tried this, but here we go.
Ah, I got it.
Okay, perfect.
Now, can you do it in real time?
I'm not going to try that again. I'm not going to make anybody else sit through that. Nope.
Okay, I'll try it later. I'm going to upload this.
Right, perfect.
For the fact that that worked, and someone... I don't know if this was somebody who was related to the video, and they're like, hey, guess what? Yeah, I made the video, and then I realized, oh, look, he says different things. Or if it was just a viewer of the video and just goes, oh, I can make Star Wars come out of the frog.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a really good... It's just really good.
The chat room is asking if this is the new Kanye album. No, this hasn't been leaked, but... It is time to play a game of Who Said It?
Said It!
What are we playing today?
Kyle, speaking of Kanye, who said it? Kanye West or Shia LaBeouf?
Okay.
Can we have Garko say his last name? Like once and for all?
Sure, I have to go into this here and grab his name. One second, I just can't do it from the...
You just have to hear March Garko screaming like a frog.
That's correct. Here you go.
She-a-blew-if.
Oh, no!
She-a-blew-if.
She-a-blew-if. That's the best pronunciation I've ever heard.
Oh, okay.
And that is...
She-a-blew-if.
That's definitive. That is how it's now said forever.
And just to be fair, let's do Kanye as well.
Kanye West.
Okay.
Okay, Garko says it.
I'm ready.
It is now fact. Bum, okay, Kyle, bum. We're going to play Who Said It? Shia LaBeouf or Kanye West. So I'm going to read you a quote, and you have to pick between the two. Who you think said it, and then I'm going to tell you if you're wrong or not.
Okay.
And this is going to be pretty quick. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Number one, I can't tell you how many hot dogs I've eaten in my life.
Let's go Kanye.
No, it's Shia, Kyle.
Dang it. Ah, hot dogs.
I talk, just not to you.
Kanye.
Nope, more Shia.
Jeez.
You can't really... tell who's more crazy at this point.
I, truthfully, I don't know either very well at all, so I apologize.
But you will once you've heard all the quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. All you guys had meetings with me, and no one lifted a finger to help.
Shia.
That's Kanye West.
Wow.
Oh,
I am 0-3 right now. Striking out.
This is... Maximum expression while I have air in my lungs.
Shia.
No, Kanye.
What?
He's maximum expression.
He has no expression. What? All right, here we go.
I am God's vessel, but my greatest pain in life is that I will never be able to see myself perform live.
Ah, Kanye.
Yeah, it's Kanye.
All right.
And then there's an image that says, I just told you who I thought I was. A god. Wow.
Angry. Super angry. Married. Yeah.
I hate... Okay, here we go. There's the next one. I hate when I'm on a flight and I wake up with a water bottle next to me like, oh, great, now I got to be responsible for this water bottle.
Shia?
No, it's Kanye.
What?
That's, That sounds like an Aziz Ansari joke.
Wouldn't you just go throw it away? Okay, I'm not going to question it. I'm not going to question it. Nope.
First world problem.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm a little territorial and defensive. I don't like having my space invaded.
Space invaders. Let's go Kanye.
No, it's Shia LaBeouf. He's clapping in the picture. Here we go. I have a hard time with free time.
Shia.
Yeah, that's right. I have a hard time being bored. Yeah. All right, here we go. Okay. I'm like a machine. I'm a robot. You can't offend a robot.
Kanye.
That's right. If you push him down, he's going to get up really fast.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Here we go. Next one. I'm interested in how surveillance images can be manipulated and orchestrated.
Ugh. Kanye.
No, it's Shia.
Didn't he have some sort of startup idea that was about surveillance images of some sort?
Maybe.
Something. Anyway.
Here's one. The devil can't stop us.
Kanye.
Yeah, that's right. Isn't that a song?
I don't know.
And here's the last one, Kyle. Clubs are so lame. Nobody even dances at these clubs.
Shia.
That's right.
Oh, man.
You didn't do so well.
I did not do well. Not good at all.
You're not very good at discerning between the crazy.
Mm.
I still want to know how many hot dogs he's eaten in his life, though.
Shia?
Yeah. But he can't tell me, so. The quote says, I can't tell you how many hot dogs I've eaten in my life. Not, I couldn't tell you. Like, he doesn't know.
He's not going to tell you.
I know how many, and I can't tell you.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that is super terrifying.
Well, there you go, Kyle. That was a game of Who Said It?
Wow. Bada, 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 bada. That's a whole lot of fun. Kenny, you can play that yourself if you didn't play along and you can't remember what we said and you blacked out by now. Over at morningshow.am. That's our website. It'll have the latest episode.
Oh, I've got some gas. You want to give me a second, please?
Oh, yeah. Did you eat hot dogs or can you not tell me?
No, I had more Astro Rocks.
Oh, no, you did not.
I do have iced coffee, even though it's pretty chilly outside.
What are we going to eat on Friday?
I don't know. I created, speaking of Food Friday, I created a public Amazon wish list for all of the Food Friday things that I've been thinking about. Right now, it's only chips. So you can go look at that. That'll be, I think I tweeted that out. So follow us, Morning Show AM on Twitter. If you'd like to support us more monetarily and not just simply with your feelings and your ears, you can do so over at patreon.com/morningshow. You can give a buck or two, or we've got some vintage t-shirts available for you with our former name that shall not be named. We've got some stickers, got a whole bunch of stickers. I should just send out the stickers. I may just stick them on things. I really have no use for them. So I will put all of the stickers on all of the shirts and I'll send it to you. So go over there if you'd like to support us more directly. Friday is Food Friday. I'm excited. We've got some food news I've been saving up during the week.
Yum.
I'm going to be talking a little bit about Snickers. Green beans, pandas, you'll see. It'll be good. We'll see you back here on Friday. Until then, goodbye.
Farewell.
Oh, I'm so hungry.